There's no actual real interactions. In social media, we're also not actually interacting with people. It's fake interactions. And that is why research shows that right now, the epidemic of loneliness is so high, especially after the pandemic, because we think we're more connected now more than ever, but we're actually the least connected now more than ever, because through our phones, it's not a real connection.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for, but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, besties, and welcome to a brand new Almost Adulting, the largest self-love podcast and movement, your number one destination for personal growth and mental health. I am your big sister, your host, and everything in between, Violetta Benson. The reason I'm giggling right now, honestly, just because I'm in a good mood. Did anything happen? No. I woke up and I feel happy today. It's just one of those days. But anyway, hey, besties, I hope you're having a beautiful day. If you're not, I'm sure you will be after you finish today's episode. So, because today is Tuesday, normally on Tuesday episodes, I like to do this year book club. But I've had some requests recently where a lot of you asked to have more personal episodes and how you've missed the personal episodes, specifically the ones I used to have on Tuesdays. Even though those are still available on Wednesdays on my subscription podcast, which is on almostadulting.supercast.com. And it's also available in the description of my bio, where not only do you get ad-free episodes all throughout the week, but you also get two extra episodes a week, one of them on Wednesday, which is Benson Knows Best and Violetta's Diaries and Confession Corner. Anyway, today I'm not going to give you Benson Book Club like I normally do on Tuesdays. Per the request, I listen, I heard you. I'm not going to force you to subscribe if you don't want to. So that's why today on Tuesday, I'm giving you a regular In Case You Missed Me episode, okay? So In Case You Missed Me, I'm here. And yeah, so let's get started with today's episode not being Benson Book Club. I'm going to start with the fact that it's been pretty clear, I would say, the last 1 or 2 weeks with my episodes, you can tell that maybe I was feeling a bit low. It's pretty obvious based on the things I'll be researching, like, this is what you should do in case you feel like the world is closing in, or this is how you can stop procrastinating, or this is what you should do if you're self-sabotaging. When I do episodes like that, it's honestly because it's something I'm experiencing in that moment. And then I figure out how to get out of it based on me just doing research for myself. And that's how it ends up being an episode. So normally when you see episodes like that, it's like, oh, Violet's spiraling, maybe. But the reason I love it is because not only is it therapeutic for me to do the research to figure out how I can get out of it, then I'm able to help other people. But yeah, the last 2 weeks, I would say maybe I was just in a different mood. And it's taking away any diagnosis and things like that, like obviously, not obviously, you wouldn't know, but growing up, when doctors would try to diagnose me, it was always on the border of either ADHD or bipolar disorder. And I've always disagreed with bipolar. And I always said, let's just stick to ADHD. And I think that's the thing with mental health disorders is that they are kind of on the cusp, but they overlap. Depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, ADHD, ADD, even autism, some spectrums of it, they overlap each other. And that's why a lot of times people get misdiagnosed or they're not sure where they are. Taking all of that away, I think the reason I was low for 2 weeks or maybe longer, a lot of times is because we forget to take care of our mental health, or even our physical health. The last 2 or 3 weeks, I've been home. And once I isolate myself so hard that, you know how some people, when they're going through their manic episodes and so on, they maybe interact with other people or create drama or everything's the worst. For me, it's so the opposite. I isolate myself to the point that where I don't want anyone to have any access to me. So I completely shut down. I don't leave my house. I speak to no one. I respond to no one. I'm just in my own world. And my home becomes this imaginary world where only I exist, which I know sounds mad. And I think it's sometimes hard for us to pull ourselves out of those moments. And suddenly, the more you stay home, the more you don't go outside, because we don't realize how important sun is. But it's so many little things that can actually help us that are so beyond any of our disorder diagnosis. It doesn't matter whether you have ADHD or bipolar, any of that stuff. Obviously, I'm talking about the more general conversation right now. But there's certain things that all of us humans need, and that's sun, nourishment for our body, and a community. We need to interact with people. It really, all of that really does help. And sometimes we forget like the most basic necessities, how important they are in our lives. And sometimes when I just stay home for 2 weeks at a time and I just work from home, I work in my office. My office is where there's literally no sun. I made sure to close every single window and make it very dark as much as possible because it helps me concentrate. But then I also don't get to really experience anything for my body. Then there's no movement. I haven't exercised. I haven't moved for 2 to 3 weeks. I wake up and I go sit in my chair. I slouch and I'm on my laptop writing or my phone or whatever. There's no actual real interactions. The social media, we're also not actually interacting with people. It's fake interactions, you know? And that is why research shows that right now the epidemic of loneliness is so high, especially after the pandemic, because we think we're more connected now more than ever, but we're actually the least connected now more than ever because through our phones, it's not a real connection. And obviously going through it a bit, but the craziest thing is that after last week's episode, where it was an episode about called It's Okay to Not Be Okay, which everyone I recommend, you should all listen to it. It's a beautiful episode. And there's another beautiful episode coming in May that I already recorded that I'm so excited to share that actually already came out to anyone that subscribed to my premium podcast on Wednesday or Saturday. Anyway, the point is, after I did that episode, It's Okay to Not Be Okay, during that moment in my brain, I was starting to have a lot of thoughts. And you've all been there when you're feeling low or you get really in your head, you always have these thoughts of, this is it, this is final. And it's the oddest thing because when we're happy, we don't have those type of thoughts. We don't think, now that I feel happy in this moment, I will always be happy. I will never be sad again. We never think that. Usually when we're happy, we're like, I shouldn't be too happy because happiness is fleeting. Versus when we're sad, we're upset, we're angry, we're resentful, we're grieving, whatever it is, it feels like this will never get better. Nothing will ever change. Will I feel like this for the rest of my life? Will I ever be happy again? Will I ever smile? And that's how I felt on the episode last week. And it's also hard to share things like that. It's in an odd way, it's easier sometimes when I'm recording a podcast to share things like that because there's no one standing in front of me. And it's scary, you know, when there's a person in front of you because then they get to see how vulnerable you are. And a lot of times what our mouths won't say, our eyes will show because our eyes are the one place that can't lie. So when we're hurting, we can say all the lies we want, I'm okay, through our lips, but our eyes always tell the truth. So that's why it was still easy sometimes for me to record episodes like that. But anyway, after I did all that research, after recording these episodes, they actually oddly helped me. And also I got so much feedback from you guys, how much last week's episode helped you. And it really lifted me up. And then something happens, you know, when you're going through these episodes. One day you wake up. And everything seems in color again. It goes from gray to color and the sun is shining on your face. And suddenly you have some hope in your heart and you have no idea where it's coming from, but you feel happy. And now during those times when I wake up and I feel okay again, I don't take it for granted anymore because I know how fleeting happiness is, the same way I now know and understand that sadness and all those other emotions that we don't necessarily love are just as fleeting. So now when I feel happy, I just feel so thankful. And, you know, I take it in. And the reason I was able to suddenly wake up with happiness is because after I recorded last week's episode, I then texted three of my friends. I forced myself to text them, just checking in. I didn't tell them I'm not doing well or whatever, just to have conversations. And just having conversations and FaceTiming them cheered me up. And then the next morning, I made sure to go on my balcony. And so if I didn't feel like stepping out of the house, I went on my balcony and I soaked myself in some sun. And just sitting in the sun and hearing the birds, I know it sounds, you know what? I don't care. I don't like to be like, oh, I know it sounds silly. No, we're all experiencing human life for the first time. And sometimes it's okay to appreciate little moments that we normally take for granted. So no, I sat outside in the sun And I thought, how beautiful is the sun? And I thought, how beautiful is the sky? And normally, I'm so annoyed by the birds who don't shut the fuck up outside my house. I was like, meow, meow, whatever. No, that's a cat. Whatever bird noise they make. But this time, I was like, oh, this is nice. I'm alive. This is beautiful. I love it. And yeah, I really appreciated it. Then I'm like, okay, I need to do some exercise. I started walking in a square in my living room, like in a large square in my living room, like nonstop, just going circles so I can just move my body. Then I stretch. Then I know it's very minimal. But at this point, 2-3 weeks, I wasn't doing that. And just those little things, to do that for a couple of days. Then, like I said, I woke up one day and I felt okay again. Felt hope. Like everything's going to be fine. And like I said, I don't take those moments for granted anymore. And I try to soak it all in. I try to be thankful and I try to make the most of it. And right now I feel happy and content again. I know it sounds like I went through an episode. I know, whatever. But nothing changed from last week to today where I have a reason, quote unquote, to be happy or hopeful. Nothing except me. Because I gave myself a chance for some vitamin D, the sun. You know what's so crazy? I was literally born vitamin D deficient. So I should know how much I actually need sun for happiness. The fact that we all do need sun for happiness. But I feel that I don't understand that part. Like I literally need sun. I'm deficient from it. Anyway, so that's the first thing. I wanted to just say I'm doing great again. Because I allowed myself to go through the emotions that I needed to go through the last couple of weeks. And I'm not going to stop myself from still smiling because I deserve it. Secondly, the second thing I wanted to mention is that a couple of days ago, I went with my girlfriend Adelaide to the movies because she wanted to watch Dune 2. So I took edibles before watching it because it's a really long movie and I never saw Dune 1. So I didn't know what to expect. And this guy that I used to date made it seem as if the movie was so boring, which, by the way, is so good, especially if you're into magic or sci-fi. And that's one of my favorite genres. So I had no idea that's actually what it was about. So I waited to take my edibles right as I parked at this grocery store that's next to the movie theater. And I decided it would be a good idea to grab some snacks. And I'm the type of person, I've always brought snacks into the movie theater. It doesn't matter how old I am. I've done it since a kid till now. It doesn't matter how much money I have in my bank account. I always like to take snacks with me when I leave the house. If I ever leave the house, I always pack snacks. And then B, I always bring snacks to the movie theater. It just tastes better in the movie theater. I don't know why, but it does. Obviously, nothing tastes as good as the movie theater popcorn, granted, which I still get. But the snacks themselves just taste better than movie theater. So, I mean, my edibles must have kicked in at this point because I bought everything you can imagine. Every chips, every snack, every bag of something. And there were just these ripe, beautiful grapes. I bought candy. I bought everything. And one thing that I love to do with my girlfriend Adelaide is that we treat each other constantly. So last time she treated me. So this time movie stuff was on me. So I was just trying to figure out what she's going to like. And I got so much stuff. But luckily, before I left my house, I was thinking ahead because I knew I may get hungry. I knew that the food in the movie theater may not be enough. So I brought an extra bag, a large bag. And I'm not talking plastic bag. I'm talking like the bag that you put on your shoulder, like a large shoulder bag. Those what it's called? Yeah. So I then drove to the movie theater, which was like literally across the street from the grocery store, parked my car outside the movie theater, and then started repacking my large shoulder bag that I brought and putting all my snacks and grapes and candy. And I even bought soda, I brought cans, different types, because I didn't know what Adelaide likes to drink. So I had a few options for her and I packed it all in this bag. And this shoulder bag, it doesn't have a zip or anything. So like, there's all these like food, like all these chips are just sticking out. And then basically I see Adelaide park finally, as I've been waiting for her. So I'm like so ecstatic, like rush to her car. And I'm like, guess what? I brought some snacks. And she's thinking like I brought like, you know, Snickers or something. Like, no, I show her like a huge bag. And then I have some other like more candies, but there's just like no room in this bag. And she's like, Violetta, we are not walking into the movie theater with this. I'm like, oh, do you think they'll notice? Do you think they'll know? She's like, yes, babe, they're gonna know. You're sneaking in food. Like, you're making it too obvious. The bag, like, the chips are sticking out of your bag. Like, we're not gonna need all this food. Like, I'm okay with buying food in the movie theater. And I said, girl, I was already planning on buying food in the movie theater. I just wanted some extra stuff in case there's not on the menu. Because we were going to IPIC. And IPIC is the ones who are, like, lay down type of movie theaters where you order food while you're watching the movie. You pay extra, but it's honestly so worth it. And that's what we did. And she was like, no, they're going to check. They're going to know. And I was like, are you sure? She's like, they're going to know. Fine. She's like, how high are you? And I'm like, yes, very. So I ended up compromising. And I basically just put on a larger jacket. I put some snacks in my pockets. I put some snacks in my sweats. And I had her hold one little snack in her purse. And then I switched to a smaller purse because I actually brought a third purse just in case. Because I knew in case she said no to the big bag, she would think it's too much. And then I brought the small little purse and I put a few snacks in there. So yeah, it worked out. Then we walked into the movies. No one checked. So actually, I could have walked in with my big bag because no one looked. It's fine because it would have been too much anyway. And then we also sat down. We ordered food. So I ate all of it. And Dune, by the way, so good. Hi, dolls. So everyone knows that finding that perfect t-shirt, like the perfect one that you wear nonstop, can be a challenge, okay? I've always had problems, whether it's like the fit or the quality. You wash it once and then it just looks like a completely different color or shrinks, whatever it is. Luckily, you guys, the perfect t-shirt does in fact exist, and you can find them, no surprise there, at Skims, okay? From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there is a style for everyone. You guys know I've been wearing Skims for like ever since they started. I'm obsessed with them. I've been a customer before they ever started working with me. And I will be a customer until the day I die because everything they make is so comfortable. I'm not even kidding. And recently, that's why I decided to add into the list their t-shirts. And they are so comfortable. I wear them every single day. I'm currently wearing their white crop silhouette t-shirt and it's already stained with all the food that I had this morning. So that's how you know I'm just obsessed with them. You wash it, everything looks good, I wear it again. A few other t-shirts from Skims that I'm just absolutely obsessed with is also the cotton jersey long sleeve t-shirt. I have it in marble. And then I also have the cotton jersey t-shirt in mineral. And I'm also planning on just buying every single other color. Because they're literally so comfortable. I wear them outside. I wear them inside. I have one for bed. I have one for the house. I have one for when I go to the bank. Like, I have one for everything. I'm not even joking. You will love them. They are so comfortable. And my favorite ones are definitely the long sleeve ones. So you guys go ahead and shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. They are available in sizes from extra, extra small to all the way to 4X. And if you haven't yet, please, I'm begging you for the love of God, if you love me, please let them know that I sent you. All you have to do is after you place your order, whatever you're getting, hopefully it's a t-shirt, but anything else you're getting, after you place your order, in the end, there's like the survey that pops up and you can just select podcast in that survey and there will be a drop-down menu. When you select podcast and then that podcast drop-down menu, you will see Almost Adulting. Please tap that so they know that I sent you and I will be the happiest girl in the world. So thank you for making me so happy and I can't wait to see you in those Skims t-shirts. Love ya. Mwah. Bye. Are you tired of ads? Do you wish you can listen to this episode with no ads at all? All future episodes with no ads? Do you wish that you can also get more of me? Violetta Benson, then look no further. You're not dreaming because right now that is possible for you. Not only if you subscribe to my premium podcast, will you be able to get all of my episodes moving forward with no ads whatsoever on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but you will also get two extra episodes that only you guys, the subscribers, will be able to have. From dating university, to astrology stuff, to Benson Knows Best, to confession corners, and so much more. Only you will have access to it. That is on almostadulting.supercast.com to subscribe. Again, that is almostadulting.supercast.com. To subscribe today to the premium podcast that have ad-free episodes plus two extra episodes a week, you can find the link in the bio description of today's episode. And again, that is almostadulting.supercast.com. Love you, besties. But before we walked into the movie theater, and between me packing food, like I've never seen food, and I'm going away for a school trip, and while waiting for Adelaide to come, at this point, I'm so high that I decide to go on the internet. I went on Reddit really quick because I'm subscribed to like a lot of different Reddit groups because I get a lot of my material from there, whether it's Confession Corner or Reddit or things that I share, amazing, beautiful stories that I find. Sometimes it's from Ask Me Anything, Reddit groups, or different areas. So when I went on Reddit really quick, the first thing that popped up, which I regret, is because I'm subscribed also to influencer snark pages, which I don't know why I am, because it's never, I don't know, I don't go on it often, but this time it just popped up. And the first thing that I saw on Los Angeles influencer snark, I think that's what it's called. I actually really liked the New York one. I shouldn't say that. Not, I don't really like it, but sometimes it does make me laugh. Fuck, I shouldn't say that. Okay, I'll just be honest. Yes, sometimes when I'm feeling really low, what's better than to feel better by giggling a little bit on things that I do think are a little funny? Sometimes it's really cruel, though. Then I don't laugh. Anyway, the first thing that popped up was karma, because forever giggling, because it was a post about me. And the post was about me saying how Coachella is not what it used to be. And that's why I'm not going. I just feel like I aged out of it. And, you know, it makes me giggle when I see people, like creators my age, make it such a big thing. Because it's like, ugh, you're still going. And that was just a thought. And of course, I got dragged for it. And then some people said that I'm negative and I've always been negative. And that's the thing that bothered me. Because maybe in that moment, I was obviously feeling negative, because normally we don't get offended by things unless we believe there is some truth to it. So everything else they said, I mean, some of those girls went for me. They were like, maybe she can't afford Coachella. That's why she's not going. Or, oh, she was at her peak when she was daddy issues. Like, that girl still exists. Like, I can't believe she's still active. So like all of that didn't bother me as much. Like, I actually laughed at that. But it was like, yeah, when did she become so negative? I wanted to die. Or, that hurt my feelings a little. So at this point, my edibles kicked in. And I say, you know what? I'm not going to get upset. I'm going to let them know my thoughts. Let me clarify things. Like, I'm so high. I think it's, at this point, I'm at the movie theater waiting for Adelaide to arrive. So I'm like, I have a second. So I write, hey, girly, I'm so sorry I made you feel that way. Like, in no way was I trying to be rude or negative. I was just stating my opinion for girlies my age, because I'm in my mid-30s. And let me clarify some things. So I clarified some things. I think I made like 5 or 6 bullet points, and it was like 3 paragraphs. So like, thinking about it now is so embarrassing, but I was so high. And I really thought I was just like, you know, explaining myself. And I'm like, okay, first of all, I'm so sorry if I came off negative. Can I have some feedback on where I'm acting negative so I can make sure to fix that? Secondly, I noticed you're really upset that I charge money for my subscription. Not all of my episodes are subscription-based. I just want you to know I still have 2 free episodes every week. I'm so sorry you feel that way. I hope you continue to listen to my podcast. Thirdly, for anyone out there who said I can't afford Coachella, which is the truth. This part is the truth. I'm like, this I will tell everyone who needs to understand why it stopped being exciting for me. Because Coachella is not what it used to be, aside from the concert itself. It's not what it used to be for creators as well. Because when I used to go, like, oh my gosh, 12, 13 years ago, that's how long I've been going, maybe 15 years ago. I used to go when the VIP section was like this little circle area, and it was like literally so tiny, and all people even cared about was GA. And even when you get into the VIP section is literally a circle where everyone just stares at you. Like, that's what it used to be. And I remember when I used to go, we used to sneak into Coachella, or you go on the second or third day and you just wait for people to walk out of Coachella and you buy a wristband off of them. Like, that's how it used to go. And then, you know, I became a creator, originally an influencer. You know, I know it's the same thing. I consider myself a writer and a host, but whatever. I became an influencer. And things change because then you start to get paid to go. You start to get sponsored to go. You get handed all this free stuff. And I know it sounds amazing at first, and it is. But then after a while, it no longer becomes about the music. It no longer becomes about the fun. It's just work and it's just showing off. And it took away the fun for me personally. But also because I am in my mid-30s, if I'm not there on drugs, not that I used to do drugs, but I mean, when you're just sober there in your 30s, for me, it's not as fun, especially with a partner. I don't know. It loses its meaning, especially for me, at least. That's my whole point. It's not as fun. It's just sponsorships and work, and there's all these events you have to attend and all these photos you have to take for the brands. And it's spark for me. That's all. That's why I didn't want to go. And I did try to explain that when you guys see influencers, creators, and people like that who are at these Coachella, none of us are paying for this. Like, usually the clothes we're wearing were gifted to us. The wristbands we have were given to us by the brands. Like, it's all a business. So that's what I tried to clarify. Then the last person that said, you know, she's still around, I decided not to take that personally, because you know what? 100%, I said, daddy issues really was my peak. And honestly, for somebody who grew up poor, who comes from nothing, and is an immigrant, how lucky am I that I got to basically just fall into this? And I'm basically, in my opinion, living the American dream, where I get to have my own job and I got the opportunity to have something so amazing that really gave me a platform. Like, I'm so lucky. So yeah, it was my peak and I'll forever be thankful for it. But anyway, did I need to get high and write a 75-page essay that no one's going to read on that Reddit snark when, you know, a few days after it was posted? No. Do you think they were appreciative of my clarifications? Probably not. But I don't know. It made me laugh because it was so high. So I wanted to say that. Now, the last thing I wanted to share that really cracked me up, I decided not to go to Coachella and I didn't go. Here's the funny part. My high school bestie, Kylie, who's also have done an episode with me on my podcast before, she's one of my first American friends. Like, we became best friends the second year of me in America. So I was a sophomore in high school and she was a freshman. And we still are best friends, or what I consider a best friend. The best friends, the ones you don't talk every single day, but you're always going to be best friends. Anyway, she's a mother and her group of friends are all mothers, and I'm pals with some of them. Grew up with some of them. And basically, she really wanted to go to Stagecoach because she loves country, and so do all of her friends. And I don't really listen to country, but I do like it. And I've never been to Stagecoach. So I did say, like, that is one place I would want to go because I've never been. So I want to experience it, like, with my best friend and, you know, my mommy friends who are finally going to have, like, the weekend off or a day off or something. So she's like, okay, do your magic. And basically, one of her other best friends is a Nickelodeon child star. So her and I are the ones with connections to figure out what brands we can work with or how we can get invited to parties and do all those things. Because for me personally, especially my friends who are not in this type of industry, if they ever ask me to be a part of something, or if I ever invite them to be part of something, for me, I really want to go all out so I can give them, like, the most fun they can ever experience. It's very important for me just because I know how fortunate and lucky I am to have access to some of these things. So I always want to go all out for my friends, especially the ones who are not in this industry, or my family, including my family. So I was, like, waiting around, and then finally things start coming to fruition, and I end up getting sponsored by one brand for a house, for the wristbands, for the transportation, for the meals, for all that. Then another brand, a partnership with them for clothes and things like that, for me and my best friend. And then another partnership I found where I get paid to go. So then I'm like, okay, great. I can get to also pay my bills or some of them. So I figure all of that out. This is what made me laugh. And my other friend, the Nickelodeon child star, she basically, I just didn't want to say her name. I don't want to disrespect her privacy. But anyway, she was away filming a movie. So she just got back. So she didn't really have as much time to really be figuring things out. But anyway, we tried to figure things out. I tried to figure out if there's any parties, like to get us in. Anyway, the point is what's cracking me up that I did this because I wanted my bestie to have the best time of her life. Lo and behold, she feels really stressed out because it's different, you know, when people have kids. So she started to feel stressed out. She can't figure out the proper babysitter. She can't figure out how long she can be gone for. Both of them started to feel overwhelmed. And then my Nickelodeon girlfriend was like, you know, we're so stressed out from this. Like, you know, it feels like too much too quickly now. It's too last minute. It's in 2 weeks. So we're just going to go ahead and not go. And she's like, are you still going to go? And I sent her this GIF of me just silently blinking. Obviously, I was a little irritated in that moment, but it's also hilarious. But also, I can't get mad. Luckily, I have a sister who has 3 children. So I think having access to seeing what it's like, you know, my sibling having children, I know how hard it is for them to figure out any type of outing. Like when my sister and I are hanging out or invite her to game night or something in my house, I need to tell her like a month in advance so she can make the proper arrangements, especially if her husband is coming as well. So I understand. I wasn't upset or anything. It just made me laugh so hard. The fact that they bailed out and I'm now going to Stagecoach all by myself because I already obviously made arrangements and made promises and agreements. And I'm not trying to tarnish my relationship with the brands, but also I know it's going to be a great experience for me to get out of the house. But it still was so funny because I don't listen to country. Well, except I guess Morgan Wallen. I know like 2 of his songs. But no, it's not funny because I shit on Coachella and I'm going to Stagecoach because the whole point of Stagecoach was for my besties. But yeah, now I'm going alone. I try to, one thing that I like to do when something like this happens is that I try to figure out people that I like who I'm not close with, who I want to get to know better. And then I would invite that person to come with me away for the weekend. So I did do that, which they all declined because they're already going with other sponsors. So there's that. So anyway, I'm hoping that some of the people staying at the house that I'm staying at would be non-couples because so far I've been getting the list and it's all couples. Because I was hoping if I'll just go alone, I'll wing it. And hopefully there's other girls staying at the house who I can just befriend and then we'll go together. I know you guys, social anxiety is scared of me, period. As an immigrant who came to the US who didn't speak English at 2 different schools and I had to kind of force myself onto people. That's a terrible way to explain that. But I had to kind of force myself at a young age to avoid being shy or anything like that and just accept rejection that is part of life. It kind of, you know, helped me prepare myself to the real world when it comes to social anxiety, where I'm aware that not everyone's going to love me. I'm aware that I'm going to rub people the wrong way. I'm aware that everyone's going to want to be my friend. But there also are the people who do want to be my friend, who will enjoy my company, who will laugh with me and have fun. And that's normally the people I look out for. So I have no problem traveling to places on my own and kind of putting myself in situations where I have to make new friends. So I figured I would do the same thing as Stagecoach. I would just try to make the most of it, especially because these partners were great enough to partner with me. And I'm always so appreciative when I have great partnerships. And I've never been to Stagecoach. So if you're going, I hope I will see you this weekend. I hope there will be other girlies in the house. So far, like I said, it seems like it's all couples. Or maybe last minute, I'll figure someone to be my plus one. Who knows? But yeah, it seems like I'm going to Stagecoach by myself. I can't wait. It's going to be a good time. I don't know what to wear. I'm excited for that too. And I'm going to do some research and listen to country music before I go to really dive into it. And I can't wait to have some sun, maybe meet some of you, eat some good food. And, you know, most of all, I'm going to miss my cat, but that's life. Okay. Anyway, you guys, I hope you enjoyed today's In Case You Miss Me episode. And you're going to love Thursday's episode as well. It's how to get your ex back or how to get your ex thinking about you again. And you're going to love my guest. And you're going to love next week's episode too. And then May is going to be all solo episodes around mental health. You're going to love that too. And you're going to love me. You're going to love yourself. Don't forget to love yourself today. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave me a 5-star review. They're super helpful for my podcast. I keep forgetting to ask for that, but I really need them. They help my podcast. They help me grow, and they also make me feel good. And to know that I am recording, I'm creating the proper episodes that really help you guys. So any feedback will be helpful. And if you can have the time to leave me a 5-star review on the podcast app, that'll be amazing. And I would love you so much. Okay. Love you, besties. Bye.